Ladies and gentlemen, ITMA!
It's a man again, yes, a man again, yes, a tommy hand is here.
Peace has produced many problems.
Rags worn.
Bags scored. Bags torn.
No houses.
No trousers.
Lots of rouses.
Everything rationed.
Nothing to fix more.
Nothing but it's more.
A brave new world.
The same old Hanley.
Hello, folks. Well, soon I shall be like the departing egg, outward bound. Leaving behind me my dear old companion, Fatty Rasher. And what a day I've got before me. Listen to this. 9 a.m., up, down, and out. 10, light fag, 2 draws, 1 home and 1 away. 11, enter pub for farewell drink. Order 3 pints of no beer and a large no scotch. 11:30 p.m., stagger out, blind sober. Midnight, in blue funk, chin up jetty cable. 5 past, in top bunk, pin up Betty Grable. Tomorrow. Oh dear. Hello.
This is Hooson the Bosun.
Hooson the Bosun, what do you want?
I want to loosen the basin.
Loosen the basin, Hooson the Bosun?
Yes, Jason the Mason told me to hasten and loosen the basin.
Oh, Jason the Mason told you to hasten and loosen the basin, Hooson. Well, whose basin is it, Bosun?
Benson.
Wasting my time over Benson's basin. Why, Ivy doesn't live here anymore. Hello, son.
This is Moxon the Coxon. He's got his new socksin.
Who's got his new socksin?
Ensign.
Oh, this is the ensign.
Yes, Gov?
If Mason the Coxon or Henson the Benson rings up against him, put him onto Mr. Rumson.
Who's son?
The boatswain.
They're all ready for you at the Imperial Stores, Gov.
Oh, well, we'll have to get a move on, Herb. We're due to sail tonight. High tide.
High tide?
Yes, high tiddly high tide.
High tide!
For an encore, we'll sing Where My Barnacle Has Rested.
The dockers are waiting to give you a sailor's goodbye.
Oh, that's like a soldier's farewell, only wetter. Well, can't we slip aboard in disguise?
No idea. Leave it to her.
Right.
Got time to see a man, Guff?
Well, that's all I'm here for. Send him in.
What about a chef at Government House for banquets and all that? I can cook anything.
Oh, can you cook the books?
Here's my latest reference. Like to see it.
What's this? The Hotel Gigantic Whopping. To whom it may concern and how. Red Fry has been with us for a period stretching over a number of hours, during which time he made 1 friend and 2 pancakes. He left under his own steam, taking with him the manager's blessing, 8 tablespoons and the head waiter's dicky. Well, what was your last job?
In a cabman's shelter, sir, in Covent Garden.
Covent Garden, eh? Oh, what was your special dish? Sausage and heddle mash? Tell me, how long were you there, or is it a sore subject?
Well, it was, sir, but it's healing up nicely now.
Oh, well, don't worry. You won't have to sit down on the ship. So they didn't like your cooking, eh?
No, sir, but it was where they told me to take it to that hurts.
Yes, it is a long way. All right, you're engaged. Off you go. What a versatile cook, eh? Not only smokes herrings, but he pops pastry. Oh, well, 1 cook won't be enough, though. I better have a couple.
Have a couple, Handley. I don't mind if I do.
Well, well. Come in, Colonel. Hang your white scarf up. Oh, it's froth.
I just came in to congratulate you, sir. Governor, eh?
Yeah.
They couldn't have picked a stouter fellow.
Stout to follow, certainly.
Right. Well, health to your exalted position.
And here's to your malted condition.
I trust, sir, you're taking an ample supply of lubrication with you.
Oh, don't worry, Colonel. The ship we're traveling on is spirit-driven.
What line, sir?
Junin line.
I say, can't you adopt Pluto tactics, sir?
What?
I'll organize a pipeline.
No fear. With you at the short end, the ship would soon be a teetotal wreck.
By gad, I'm going to miss you, Henley.
Oh.
This is a sad day for England.
Well, there's one man who'll be glad to see the back of me.
The back of you, sir? Who?
Uncle Smack of the Kidney's Hour. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll have a final at the Britannia.
That's a good idea, sir. Rule, Britannia, and three cheers for the crown.
The red line never lets us down.
Poor old Colonel. I'll send him a message by bottle. That'll keep up his methylated spirits. Now, I bet there's a man outside with two others.
Gov?
Yeah?
There are three men outside.
There you are. What did I tell me? Well, who are they? Right, Short and Howe?
No, Gov. A Mr. Moore, a Mr. Well, and a Mr. Less.
Moore, Well, and Less? Well, how do you know which is which?
Oh, you could tell more or less.
Well, couldn't you tell exactly? Couldn't you tell exactly?
Gwen Catley? She wasn't there.
Gwen Catley? I never mentioned Clem Attlee. So you could tell more or less, but how did you know Less wasn't well?
He was right as rain.
Rain? When did he come down?
Listen, Well was there as well as Less, but Less was more like Moore.
Is she? Look, let's work it out on the wall. Now, we've got Moore, Less, and what's the name of the other fellow?
I've forgotten, Gov.
Is there a milkman in the house?
Well?
That's right, Well, yes, of course. Now, now tell me again, go on.
Less was less like Moore, then Moore was more like Well.
Like Well he was. Oh, I can't be bothered with names like that. Go out and get three other men.
No idea. Leave it to her.
More bread and less butter. I've never heard of such nonsense.
Here's the other three gents, Gov.
Ah, gentlemen, I'm glad to meet you. Are you in good health?
Well.
More.
Or less.
Well, more or less, they've just gone. What's your name?
Smith.
John.
And Brown.
Well, what's funny in that?
Nothing.
Well, get out of here wasting my time.
Well.
I never.
Now, what you have to decide is, which of those three was the O'Gorman brothers? Was it Flotsam, Clapham, or Eastham?
Boiled Ham.
That's right, Boiled Ham. Wasting my time coming in here with ordinary names.
Hello, Hanson.
Hello, taxi.
Beep, beep.
I'm from the press.
Yeah?
About your trip abroad, give me the lowdown.
Well, how lowdown?
Have you decided to sail tonight?
Well, yes. And no.
Well, what's your final message to the women of England?
Well, no and yes.
Can't you give me anything to put in my paper?
Well, yes and chips.
Oh, first you say you will, and then you won't. And then you say you do, and then you don't. You're undecided now, so what are you going to do? First you want to play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you going to do? I've been sitting on the fence, but it doesn't make much sense, cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I'll show it. If you got a heart and if you're kind, don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you going to do? First you say you will, and then you won't. And then you say you do, and then you don't. You're undecided now, so what are you going to do? First you wanna play, and then it's new. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you going to do? I've been sitting on a fence, but it doesn't make much sense, cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return, when you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I'll show it. If you got a heart and if you're kind, don't keep us apart. Why don't you make up your mind? You're undecided now, so what are you going to do?
Sail China ducks in me top hat.
So what? What are you going to do?
It's about time I got my kit together. Now, what do I want besides a poison dartboard and a pair of striped panthers?
Oh, get a move on, Gov. There's a taxi outside.
A taxi?
Yeah.
Well, the wheel must be off. Taxi!
I'm just going out to breakfast.
What are you having?
An egg.
I'll come with you.
Here, no, kid.
It's all right. I've got my own pepper and salt. Come, chum, let's get in. What a strong smell of boiled cushions and onion sauce. Step on it, driver. What's the dickie? Lummy. It's shaking my parting to the other side. Ah, well, here we are. Now, what's on your clock besides that look of disgust?
Nine bob.
Nine bob? Disgraceful. Here's a shilling and an eight bob tip. Trying to do me. Come, chum, into the shop. Ah, good morning, shopwalker. Oh, what lovely bells. Aren't they nice, eh? Tell me, which is the cue for getting out? Oh, I'm sorry. Where's the gent's outfitting?
Gentlemen's outfit on third floor lift now going up. Passing ladies' costumes and sundries.
Picking.
Second floor little boys' toys. Tiny tots, cots.
Lots and lots of tiny tots, cots and china pots and job lots.
Tammy, keep your mouth shut.
Thanks for those few kind words.
Lower basement floor, sports goods, hairdresser gone, hypnotist.
How do I get to the gent's outfitting?
Follow that very fat man.
Follow?
Yes, follow, follow, follow.
Oh, follow, follow, follow. Oh, follow that very fat man. His name is Brown. He's going down to smoke the pipes of Pan. His father's gone to Timbuktu to buy a pound of jam. Fruit, I say,
what is it?
Well, those lift girls, aren't they lovely? They dress like pages. Let's go and play bookends.
They're talking about you, Gov. Listen.
Oh, look, ducks. There's Tommy Andley. Let's ask him for his autograph.
Oh, don't be so sloppy. I bet he comes up in my lift.
He'll do nothing of the kind. Look, he's making for mine.
Yeah, I've only got to give him one of my looks and he's as good as gold.
One of your looks? Can you spare it?
Oh! Ow! Oh! Oh! Oh!
I, too, have a beautiful memory. I was in Kensington Gardens washing Peter Pan when Joe Beckett came up and said, do you believe in fairies? So I said...
Turn it up, Gov. Oh. Turn it up.
Well, come, chum, into the luggage lift.
Is it safe, Gov?
Of course it is. Don't be afraid. Ah, here we are. Now, let's ask this fellow with a sparrow-tailed coat on. Good morning, sir. Is this the gent's outfitting?
Good morning. What are you looking for? We haven't got it.
Well. That's just what I've come for. I didn't expect to find it.
You must tell us your size. We are out of stock.
Well, it depends on what day it is. That doesn't matter, not much.
How much money have you to spend? You haven't got any. I know that.
You've been looking at my bank book. There's nothing in it. Let's have a peep.
It can all be put on your account. I'd like to see it happen.
Well, the government will pay for it. That's your story, and I'm sticking to it.
Then I will hand you over to Aramis Folk. She will take no notice of you, I shouldn't wonder.
I'm sure that's Toffee Morgan from the sweet department. Oh, good morning, Miss Toke. Now, what have you got in the window, which is the wrong size anyway, and you can't reach it?
Can I show you our latest Paris model?
What, the one I saw changing behind the screen?
Could I show you something with motifs round the hem?
Well, haven't you got something with roses round the door? I say, Herb, we're going very well for the first house. Tell me, have you got a dinky pair of sealskin fishes for elephant riding? And I want a pair of red flannel sarongs suitable for climbing passion fruit trees. Hey, whoa! What are we laughing at?
Miss Stout!
Oh, yeah. Come, chum, come. We don't see... Look, see if you can get me an appointment with the barber.
No idea, Governor. Leave it to her.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Handley, what about taking us at the golf clubs?
Lummy, it's Gutty Ball, the oldest golf champion in the business. Well, last time I saw you, you were in a bunker with Mary Queen of Scots.
She was tapping your napper with a niblick.
She'd have been a rear gopher if she'd have kept her head down.
Kept her head down? Well, she couldn't even keep it on. Well, what about these clubs?
Have you got a fine wee brassy here?
Looks like a stick of rhubarb with a wrist all on the end. All right. I'll try it. Put the ball down.
Okay.
Lovely, I've got a birdie.
Will you take the brassy, Tommy?
No, I'll take the lassie, Gutty. Come, chum.
Just one moment, sir. Just one moment. Oh, have you seen my talking cash register?
No, I'd like to meet your wife.
This is my new invention. Oh. Now, say your bill is 3 and 6 pence, and you have 2 half-crowns.
Yes.
You put the 5 shillings in here, so...
This is Tilly Cash calling. 3 and 6 sale, 5 shillings cash, 1 and 6 change. Thank you, sir.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a lovely voice. Ask her to sing Don't Pinch Me In, will you?
Oh, she never goes wrong, sir.
Pity, pity.
Now, to prove it, I'll put in only 2 shillings for a 5-shilling sale.
Tilly Cash calling. Sorry, sir. Another 3 shillings, please.
Oh, this is marvelous. Let me have a go. I'll put in this 1/2-crown for a shilling sale and see what happens.
A done 1/2-crown. Tilly Cash calling all cars. Please.
Wait. Well, I don't know. I meant to give that one to the barber. Come, chum, we better hop it.
Tilly Cash calling, guard all exits, police.
Oh, curse that tally tish in the register. All that fuss over a phony 1/2-crown. I should have been more careful. How dud was my alloy. Now, let's go and get a haircut.
Good morning, sir. He's a chair of police.
Well, there's a dog in that. Has he come in for a shampoodle?
Oh, I've taken a notice, sir. He come every week with a new story. Now, how you like to have your head done, eh?
Well, I love it boiled.
A little bit off the top.
Yes, with some parsley sauce.
If you wish, sir, I can cut your hair without removing your hat.
Well, I'd rather you perm my chest without taking off your shirt.
You short on the back of sight, eh?
Yes, and trim the gorse bushes in my ears, will you?
Oh. Mister, your hair is in a shocking state.
Oh?
Have you been shampooing it with a head?
No, I've been speaking at a by-election.
Anything else, sir?
Yes, I'll have a physogomat.
It's a what?
A physogomat.
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
It's a wig for a bald chin. Post it on to me, will you? By the way, do you see that bald-headed chap over there?
Yes.
Well, polish him off, will you?
I resent that.
Oh, hello, Chaz. What are you doing here?
I'm coming to have a haircut.
Which one? I mean, anyway, where's the band?
Yeah!
We all under one towel. Well, who's that one at the end reading the kids' comic paper?
Oh, that's Dr. Gordon Jacobs.
Oh?
He's made an ITMA arrangement of a tune from the Barber of Seville. Maybe a bit long.
Well, if his hair's too long, we'll cut it. Play, Barber Oily.
Thank you.
was going to say, Gov, you sell in 10 minutes and you haven't bought a thing yet.
Well, don't get excited about it. It's all right. Well, look, slip over to that counter and buy me 1,000 handkerchiefs.
What for, Gov?
Well, I'm going to teach the natives blind man's buff. Now, what else do I want?
Ah, hello, Tommy. You would like a nice bottle of perfume? No?
Well, it's little Mademoiselle Fee-Fi-Fo biting her thumb.
Ah, I have all kinds of what you call stink. Oh. Here is one very strong.
Let me try it. Phew, what a perfume. What is it?
It is called in English, is you was or can't you be my baby?
Well, I'd like to, but I lent my blue booties to Googie Withers. What I want is a bottle of Auntie Skunk.
Auntie Skunk? Who is she?
Oh, she's Uncle Polecat's wife. But on the whole, you know, they dance the pongo.
Ah, Tommy.
Yes?
Your English is what you call upside back.
Oh.
With this one, I call him Café de Boulevard.
Oh, I know that place. I once crept in there, grabbed a crepe Suzette, and crept out again. Let me sniff it. Oh, that's lovely. How much is it for a little squirt?
2 guineas for you, Tommy.
Well, I don't know which way to take that. Well, spray a little behind my ears, will you?
Mais certainement. There you are. This is nice.
Oh, it's lovely. It's like having two women looking over my shoulders. Beautiful. Well, au revoir, my petty bird.
Ta-ta, Dickie Bird.
Dickie Bird? She called me a wonky wazzo.
Well, come on, Gov, leave the girls alone. Here's the tropical department.
Oh, yes, come, chum.
Oh, Mr. Hendley.
Ah, Dr. Pomistone, I presume. Well, I'm going abroad. Now, what do you suggest I take?
I suggest you should take a trap.
With tiger, mouse, or pony?
Yes. I can recommend this one here. It's a wild animal trap.
Yes.
All you want for bait is 4 legs of lamb.
Well, wouldn't it be easier to put the butcher in?
No, the wild animal comes in through the door marked exit.
Why?
Because he can't read.
Oh, I see. That's a bit awkward. Well, how does he get out?
Well, he can't, because the trap door closes behind him. Would you like to try it, sir?
Certainly. Never mind about the legs of lamb. I'll do it for a small chop.
Right through the door marked exit. There you are. Trapped.
Oh, that's fine. Do you capture many wild animals like this?
No. You're the first.
What a charming man. I must send his wife some weed killer.
Good heavens, Gov.
What?
Look who's over there in the tiny tots.
Tiny tots, Henry. I'd rather have large ones.
Go away, Colonel. I'm busy.
Sorry, sir.
Well, tell me, who is it with the kids? I can't see in these boots.
It's your old nurse, Gov.
What? Nurse Riff Rafferty?
Ah, Tommy, me boy, how are you? Well, and how's your dad, Ma?
Well, Ma's well and Da's well, and the kid'll be thriving too. Well, what on earth are you doing here?
Well, things is a bit slack on the panel, so I'm looking after the dear little children's playroom.
Oh.
Come off that rocking horse, you little devil, and stop enjoying yourself. Well, as I was about to say,
yes.
Do you remember when I darned your little pants and forgot to take you out of them?
Yeah, I still got the stitch in my side. But I didn't like the night you barked the dog and gave me a condition powder and a rubber ball.
Did I know?
Yes.
Sure, that must have been the night I went to the Hibernian ball.
Oh, yes. Don't you remember? You caught your nose in the tram line and a policeman pushed you home like a wheelbarrow.
I'll go on now.
Well, now, Nanny, I'm sailing in 5 minutes, so you better come too.
But I haven't a thing to wear.
Oh, just put a pot of jam on your head.
Why, Tommy?
Well, to keep the flies off me.
Tarawell.
Tarawell. She's a dear old soul, you know. But she'll have to rub the pickaninnies with garlic to find them in the dark. Now, before I go aboard the ship, I must go to the Oriental Department and get measured for a rickshaw. Ah, here we are. Good morning.
Honorable Dang Yang Lo, young lad, Dang Rickshaw.
Honorable He Hopoko, here, ho ho, rickshaw, ha ha.
Horrible pair of little third class tiskets. Now, listen, you two. What are your names?
Hi, 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 hee, ho, ho, ha, ha.
Hi, ho, ho, hee, hi, hi, ha, ha.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Now, what do you fellows do besides wear glasses and give up?
Hi, 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 fly, hi, hi.
Hi, ho, ho, fly, low, low, ha, ha.
Well, listen, I can't do anything to you. But next time you come, bring me a copy of that song you've been singing.
Banzai.
Well, they'll have to play it a bit lower. Ha-ha, well. You know, I wish they wouldn't go out backwards. I've got a restless foot. I wonder what time it is. Lummy, the ship tutor. 1 minute to go. How do we get on board, Herb?
This way, Gov, through the grocery department.
Groceries?
Yes.
Well, as we go through, take this nail file and stab off a pound of cheese.
They're expecting you to make a speech from the dock.
No fear. It cost me 40 shillings last time. Come, chum. Go on up this gangway. Where's the poop?
I see three sailors.
Oh, yes. Sailors, is this the way to the poop? Oh, it's those three farmers in bell-bottom smocks. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. And don't forget to put your hoofs outside the door to be clean.
Your worship, ladies and gentlemen. Pray sail and for his excellence of the governor-elect of Tom Topia.
Thank you. Who threw that cod's head? Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come for me to say and say it with a heart full of Now, you may think I'm talking a lot of but I'm not. I'm talking absolute And so we say farewell to the night ships of Dover. Come to my cabin, folks, and we'll all have a jolly good... Thank you.
Listening to Tommy Handy in ITMA with Jack Train, Clarence Wright, Fred Yule, Gene Capra, Carlton Hobbs, Hugh Morton, Mary O'Farrell, Lynn Joyce, and Michelle DeLise. The BBC Augmented Variety Orchestra conducted by Charles Shadwell, script by Ted Kavanagh, produced by Francis Worsley.